WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 45,000 dock workers on strike, and they are keeping an eye on things at the top, says ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers.
The White House says President Biden and Vice President Harris are closely monitoring the strike at East Coast and Gulf Coast ports and the potential impacts on supply chains. The president, according to the White House, has directed his team to convey to both sides the need to be at the table and negotiating in good faith, fairly and quickly. Senior administration officials have been in contact with representatives on both sides of the strike to try and keep negotiations moving forward. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The Israeli military warning people to evacuate nearly two dozen Lebanese border communities after it begins limited ground operations against the militant group Hezbollah. Storm-battered mountain towns in North Carolina still trying to grapple with a new reality. Roads washed out, homes gone, and the power still out for more than a million customers following Hurricane Helene and its aftermath. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voters in Wausau can use their absentee ballot drop box again. A replacement is in place after Mayor Doug Denny removed the original one last week. The Marathon County DA says the Portage County Sheriff's Department is looking into whether Denny broke the law. How the winners are declared on election night is a mystery to many, but the leading organization that does the job says it'll be transparent about their calls. Anna Johnson is the Associated Press's Washington Bureau Chief.
As soon as we're making those key race calls, expect to see us showing our work, how we did it. What happened? What were the facts behind that? And I think that that is really, really important.
Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront the AP only declares winners when the outcomes are beyond a doubt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigns in Dane County today. He speaks in Wanakee this afternoon before going on to Milwaukee tonight. Republicans have been urging Trump to spend some time in Wisconsin's bluest counties. Democrat Kamala Harris dumps in the Fox Valley on Thursday. Democrats are calling for a bigger investment in early childhood care in Wisconsin. Many centers have gone out of business for lack of money and qualified staff. Madison State Senator Kelda Royce.
The last thing I want to do is drop my beautiful babies off at a place that, you know, the teachers are not well trained, that I'm not sure if it's safe, that it's not going to be enriching for them, and no parent should have to make that choice.
Royce tells Up North News Radio that Democrats will try again for more help for the child care sector when lawmakers debate the next state budget. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
You know, we can't worry too much about who we're going to play. The bottom line is we got to play, you know, and be ready ourselves.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in Week 4.
I think you got to be focused in terms of and very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
The John and Gordy Show.
Crazy people appear before the school boards, and they started banning books, right? The book, she says, featured one kiss. The mysterious woman appeared before a school board in Texas and claimed that this is the kiss that turned her into a debilitating porn addict.
That's been a hell of a kiss.
After reading the Scholastic book, she looked for other books that gave me pleasure. That is a quote.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll preview the vice presidential debate. J.D. Vance taking on Tim Walz right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Donald Trump has accused both of you of ignoring the decision.
He's lying. Let me get this straight. He's lying. And the governor told him he was lying. The governor told me he was lying. I've spoken to the governor, spent time with him, and he told me he's lying. I don't know why he does this. And the reason I get so angry about it, I don't care about what he says about me. I care what he communicates to the people that are in need. He implies that we're not doing everything possible. We are.
A dropout made it sound like he cursed there.
He might, doesn't it? It does. It was just a drop.
I would. I would have. It sounded like
I would literally let him say I have zero left to give. What else you got? Yeah, again, ask Trump about lying. Don't ask Biden about him lying.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. He went on to say. Yes. Went on to say.
In retrospect, do you wish that you had put more resources in North Carolina, knowing what you know now? And do you wish that you spent the weekend here in Washington rather than in Delaware?
Come on, stop it. When you're wearing the Delaware, it's 90 miles from here, okay? And I was on the phone the whole time working on that. And the resources, the question is not whether we get more. This is a list of every resource we're getting in there. But the question is how to get it in. It's hard to get it from point A to point B. It's hard to get it. Some of these roads are wiped out. Communities are wiped out. There's no ability to land. There's no ability to get trucks through. There's no ability to get a whole range of things through. So, well, I mean, anyway.
Mr. President.
If I sound frustrated, I am.
I don't blame him.
I don't either.
Scott Dworkin said Trump is staging photo ops in the disaster areas because he thinks it'll look good for his campaign. He's only hurting efforts on the ground, standing in the way, wasting the time of police who are searching for people, closing some of the only roads people have left. Go home, Donald.
Yeah.
We don't need you to pelt us with paper towels.
Exactly.
Ron Filipowski said, so today Trump accomplished nothing, did nothing substantial, tied up first responders and volunteers, made himself the story, exploited another tragedy, told lies about Governor Kemp and Biden, and divided Americans again over something that should unite us.
Yep.
We send our love and light. We have lots of beloveds in Asheville, and we just send all our thoughts out there. One more of the president.
The idea that we weren't prepared. The question is, no one knew exactly how devastating it would be. We knew it would be significant, and we've got a lot already in place, but there's more. But here's the point. I'm going to be asking the American people to continue to help fund the needs of these people. It's not going to be one hit and it's over. This is going to take a hell of a long time. It's going to cost a hell of a lot of money. But this is the United States of America, and we've got to do it.
Our friend Victor Shi, little tiny baby stem cell of the Stephanie Miller Show, tweeted about our new best friend, Jessica Tarloff.
Yes.
She came over and said hi to Chris and I at the DNC, and we're still rebelling over
her. I know.
She's so pretty.
She knows who we are.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Victor said Jessica Tarlov just wiped the floor on Fox after her colleagues promoted lies about President Biden's hurricane response. And there's only one president who has denied relief to states. Trump denied 99% of what North Carolina wanted. She is so good. Yes, she is. Oh, come on, Fox News. Let her come on. We won't talk any about Fox News, will we, Chris?
Hey, okay. MSNBC people come on all the time. Yeah. They just aren't on camera. She can come on.
You've talked about Fox News on Fox News.
Which is why I'm not on Fox News anymore.
Exactly.
Apparently that's a no-no.
And which is why they've probably banned Jessica Tarlov from coming on this very program.
See, when I get banned, I don't just get banned. Everything that even is tangentially connected to me gets banned.
Absolutely. You dropped a nuclear bomb on Fox News.
I dropped a bomb on... What? A love letter from Lisa in Greenwood, Indiana. Mama, my prayers have been answered. Can't wait to see you in Kansas City. Please bring that blue-eyed baldy Glenn with you. Oh, Glenn Kirshner, he's checking.
Yeah, he's checking his schedule.
He's figuring out. We're trying to get Lucas Kuntz is coming on the show this week. We're hoping to get him there along with
Jess. He'll be on tomorrow.
Yes! He's going to beat noted fisting aficionado Josh Hawley.
Absolutely.
Are you going to use those words in front of...
Yes. Probably.
Oh, noted insurrectionist.
This is why people don't come back on the show.
Yes, we've struggled with that for decades now.
Yeah, we can get a booking, and then we can't get a rebooking.
Exactly.
Some people we don't need to hear from twice. And then Jess Piper, fantastic executive director of Blue Missouri, will join us on panel in Kansas City. Very excited. Love to you all. Lisa and Greenwood, who will be there in Kansas City.
Yay.
Come on down. Coming up 2 weeks. Coming
here
up next.
To save America. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour continues with the next stop, Kansas City. Saturday, October 12th at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City.
Bet you carried on plenty in Kansas City.
Join the queen of political talk radio, Stephanie Miller.
Hello, all my Kansas City sexy liberals.
John. Fugelsang.
The big donors, they are hiding from Donald Trump like underage beauty pageant contestants backstage.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama, ooh!
Plus special panel guest, rural social media sensation Jess Piper. VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show. Don't miss Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Saturday, October 12th at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City.
We're on our way to Kansas City.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Yoo-hoo! Wahoo! And then the big last one before the election, November 2nd, right here in L.A. with Mark Hamill and Martin Sheen, Luke Skywalker and President Bartlett, and Representative Adam Schiff and Glenn Kirshner. And you never know. You just never know about L.A. Sexy Liberal.
Future
what other
Senator.
Surprises.
Huh? Future Senator
there
Adam Schiff.
Exactly.
Yes. And Chris LaVoy, Jody Hamilton, Bob Seska, Carl Frisch will all be involved in the show, opening up the show. We have a special skit for Bob and Carl. Do they know about it yet?
I've just asked Bob.
Okay. I tickle myself. Okay.
You find yourself funny, don't you?
I do. I enjoy myself.
Good.
Does anyone else?
No.
Okay. All right. Dean Obadala, who's coming up shortly, tweets, New York Times editorial today is correct. Kamala Harris is the only patriotic choice for president. As I've said over and over again, those who are supporting Donald Trump after his attempted coup, January 6th attack, and vow to pardon the terrorists are traitors to our republic, period. I think New York Times finally realized they're going to end up in the gulag, too.
Yeah, I think
after
so.
All their
finally.
Both sides do it coverage. They're like, oh, we just realized this might be bad. Who said, hang on, hold please, Chris. Who said, watching my dad's life crumble since he joined forces with Trump has been extraordinarily painful? Who said that?
Marshall, Will, and Holly.
No. Rudy Giuliani's daughter.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Who said he is lying? Let me get this straight. He's lying, and the governor told me he was lying.
A sleestack.
No. President Biden, you just played it. Oh. You said that about Donald Trump.
He doesn't listen to this show.
Trump yesterday, so he said, the governor's doing a good job, but he's having a hard time getting the president on the phone. They're being very non-responsive. He is completely pulling stuff out of his ass. That is completely untrue. Mm-hmm. He's just, but you look at him and you're like, this is someone that has been lying almost every second of every day his entire life. Kemp had just praised Biden hours earlier. He had just said, the president just called me yesterday afternoon and said, hey, what do you need? He offered, if there's other things we need, just call him directly, which I appreciate that. This is what this is going to be like, and I think Dean was talking about this. The closer we get and the more desperate he gets, it's only going to get worse.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Just strap in, man. This is, Rudy Giuliani's daughter, Caroline. Whew. Trump took my dad from me. Please don't let him take our country, too. She writes, watching my dad's life crumble since he joined forces with Trump has been extraordinarily painful, both on a personal level, because his demise feels linked to a dark force that threatens to once again consume America. It would be naive for us to ignore the fact that many of those closest to Trump have descended into a catastrophic downward spiral. If we let Trump back into the driver's seat this fall, our country will be no exception. It dawned on me that I've been grieving the loss of my dad to Trump. I cannot bear to lose our country to him, too.
We tried to warn Giuliani.
Everybody
I'm
did.
Just saying, yeah. Her dad was a dirtbag to his mother. Her mother. That was quite a while ago.
Okay.
But really, anybody who straps themselves to Trump goes down.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. JoJo from Jers, our beloved. Uh-huh. Said, today the psycho who once asked our military about shooting peaceful protesters said the way to stop crime is to let the cops have, quote, one really violent day, one rough hour, and I mean really rough. He will do this if given a chance, and it will not be for one day or one hour. And also, she says, Trump says if Kamala Harris wins, things aren't going to be pleasant for him, as if we need more reasons to vote for her. Are you kidding? It's practically. All right. She's fantastic, but it's also a little bit of silver lining. Christopher, who said this is among the best performing economies in my 35 plus years as an economist?
The Bugaloos.
No, that would be Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. I'm getting, you know what? You know when you get a headache in both eyes right there? Uh-huh. Right there.
Right there.
Is that going to be there till Election Day?
Bridge your nose?
Yeah. Nah. Mm-hmm. Okay. The future president talking about the border.
I've just come from visiting the border and the port of entry in Douglas. I spoke with dedicated agents from Border Patrol and customs officers who every day see the overflow of commercial traffic through the port. These men and women who work there and at other places along our southern border help keep our nation secure. And they need more resources to do their jobs. Which is why we have and are in the process of investing $500 million to modernize and expand the port of entry here in Douglas.
By the way, this campaign is so fantastic. Kamala Harris headquarters tweeted, here is a compilation of Republicans pointing out the border is not solved because Donald Trump killed the border deal. Thank you. Anyway, smart. Right? It's in their own words, blaming Donald Trump. Here she is again.
Last December, I helped raise the rate of overtime pay for border agents, and also why I strongly supported the comprehensive border security bill. Written last year, as you know, by a bipartisan group of senators, including one of the most conservative members of the United States Congress. That bill would have hired 1,500 more border agents and officers. It would have paid for 100 inspection machines to detect fentanyl that is killing tens of thousands of Americans every year.
Yep, and then went on to talk about who killed the bill.
It was the strongest border security bill we have seen in decades. It was endorsed by the Border Patrol Union. And it should be in effect today, producing results in real time right now for our country. But Donald Trump tanked it.
Yep.
Thank.
He picked up the phone and called some friends in Congress and said, stop the bill. Because you see, he prefers to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem. And the American people deserve a president who cares more about border security than playing political games and their personal political future.
Amen. Yep, one last one.
And so even though Donald Trump tried to sabotage the border security bill, it is my pledge to you that as President of the United States, I will bring it back up and proudly sign it into law.
Amen. Amen. Marie in Atlanta, real quick. Hello, Marie.
Thanks for taking my call. You were talking about the Rasmussen.
Rasmussen! Hey, you seen Rasmussen?
Oh, my God. You know, my father had a saying, figures don't lie, but a liar sure can figure.
There you go. I love that.
I like that.
I want to use that.
What?
What?
I like it. Yeah. Yeah, I know, but I mean, I think this is, again, we're going to talk to Fernando Armandi, some other, maybe Simon Rosenberg. I just think, I don't even know which one. Again, I want us to stay scared, but I do feel like they are skewing a lot of the polls on purpose. You know, and then, because, like I keep saying, they're not preparing to win, they're preparing to cheat. And then they can go, oh, see, look, the polls, well, that's crazy. Kamala Harris couldn't have gotten that many votes, blah, 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 right? Also, the media is not going to help us, just FYI.
Oh.
Shocker. Did you see the headline? Donald Trump sharpens his criticism. Bradley Moss said, again, sane washing. He rambled about having a good beach body, demanded to speak to Kamala's father, and questioned why Biden was allowed to leave the race. Ruth Ben-Ghiat said, almost every media outlet is treating this as a normal electoral contest, treating this murderous demagogue and rapist as normal candidate. When will this stop? When we stop it, that's when, on November 5th. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. I got new things yesterday.
You did?
Their product's name Ooh and Ah.
Ooh. Oh, I know that.
Ah.
Those well, are what's good. The difference between them?
Well, you know what? Don't throw hard questions at me. When there's.
Oh, no, the Ah.
Summer for relaxation. It's all magical.
I take the Ah.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which one?
Ah.
Ooh. See, that's a skit. That's a helpful skit.
Tell me
your
more.
Your hardball questions are not
tell
helpful.
Me more.
Okay.
Reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. It is a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations made from high-quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers. Pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help to support your health. In two clinical, non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said they help with pain after physical activity. That's what I use it for.
Oh, yeah.
90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle from a health concern, make the change. CBDistillery.com. 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie for 20% off. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move.
Get it. Anne in Illinois. Hello, Anne.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, long-time listener, second-time caller.
All
called
right.
You guys back in 2008, and I was helping out on Gary.
Squeak.
So I live in a rather conservative area, and the bit of good news is polls open early voting in Illinois, obviously, September 26th. Our record for first-day voting was 1,533 votes for 2024, September 26th, mm-hmm. which surpassed the last record that was set for 2020. Which was 660 votes. So couple that with all the Harris wall signs I'm seeing in my area, and I know it's Illinois and typically goes blue, obviously, or goes blue, but
yeah.
Being in a conservative area, I'm super excited. I want to share that. And then
good.
It also falls in line with a gentleman called Tom Hartman from Central Illinois, totally rural.
Yeah.
And he commented how that he is seeing in his area, people are finally having the confidence, and it's rural, farm area. He's a farmer. They're
yeah.
putting up Harris wall signs, and that's Central
yep.
Illinois. So
yep.
I'm super excited.
Yep. Me too.
One last thing. I was driving to visit our daughter in college. I was going through rural Ohio, mm-hmm. and there was a house that had the front porch that was all, like, you know, windowed or screened in. And this is a very small farm town on Route 27. And on their porch windows, they put up tapestries, and this is after they reversed Roe versus Wade. And it said, they won't stop at Roe. So I do know there
yeah.
has to be more
yep.
support
yep.
in the rural community.
Yep.
So I was just
yep.
calling to share. I love
November,
you guys. You're on,
I love
my
you.
Sanity in the morning.
I
know. And you're my sanity. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, honey.
You're my sanity when I drive to work in the morning.
Thank you,
welcome.
Rovember. Rovember's
thank
coming.
You.
Rovember's
yes.
coming.
We're voting.
Yeah,
right.
All right. Yay. I know. Speaking of which, I can't wait to talk to Jess Piper at Kansas Sexy Liberal. She lives on a farm right near the border
yeah,
of Iowa.
Yeah.
In Missouri, has five kids. And I'm telling you, I'm hearing more and more of that sort of anecdotal evidence from, you know, people what people consider red areas.
Yes. One of my best friends, my oldest friends, was at the Sex Liberal show in Phoenix, and she lives in Waddell, and she moved there from Wickenburg, which is they're both really rural areas. And she said she couldn't believe how many Harris Wall signs she's seeing in a completely red area. Yeah. It just feels different this year.
They're not ready for this smoke in November.
They're not.
They're not ready. They're not ready for this jelly.
No.
You better be ready for this Charlie Pierce jelly, because here it comes. That sounded dirty. I didn't mean it that way.
He's on a train.
Charlie, going into a tunnel? Charlie, next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is trying again to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. Last week, the Natural Resources Board approved a request to start the process. Republican lawmakers blocked the DNR's last push for remediation steps. People in Wisconsin on the front lines against water pollution want a state program expanded. The Well Compensation Grant Program helps cover the cost of replacing wells polluted by farm runoff, but not many people who need it qualify.
Nitrate concentrations must exceed 40 parts per million. The health standard is 10 parts per million. So you'd have to have a very high nitrate concentration in your private well.
Chase Cummings is with the Dunn County Environmental Services Department. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. The State Law Library in downtown Madison is now named for Wisconsin's first woman lawyer. Lavinia Goodell fought an uphill battle to practice law in Wisconsin before being admitted to the state bar in 1874. There was a ceremony yesterday. State Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley encouraged everyone to continue Goodell's legacy by supporting the next generation of women lawyers. The Lavinia Goodell State Law Library is on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The Urban League is organizing a virtual town hall event on the power of voting tomorrow night at 7 on Zoom. Reclaim Your Vote for Democracy will highlight the importance of civic engagement despite voting challenges. It'll also call attention to what's at stake in November's election and help get people ready to vote. The conversation will be moderated by Emmy Award-winning broadcaster Ed Gordon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The spotlight will focus on Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance Tuesday night, October 1st. Listen here as the vice presidential candidates debate issues important to you.
Go to the polls as a parent. You should have more power.
A belief that one person can make a difference.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. Special coverage starts at 7:45 p.m. Then listen to the CBS vice presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, October 1st, here on your local Civic Media radio station. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Substack blogger Mike McCabe.
And we'll talk about the debate between Vance and Walz.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
We'll be right back.
I want to play something Trump said yesterday in a speech, ostensibly about Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to the borders. Let's take a listen.
Kamala is mentally impaired. Joe Biden became mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way. If you think about it, only a mentally disabled person could have allowed this to happen to our country.
Okay, so first of all, there are actual people out there with mental impairments, right, and that's insulting to them. Second of all, Vice President Kamala Harris is not mentally impaired.
No, I just think she's crazy liberal.
Oh, Lindsey Graham, profile and courage as always. Right.
Always.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Yes, wonderful.
But what do you think about that rhetoric?
I just think the better course to take is to prosecute the case that her policies are destroying the country. They're crazy liberal. 400,000 people have been let loose in our country. 16,000 people convicted of being a rapist. 13,000 convicted murderers. And 400,000 of people generally convicted of crimes released on her watch. It's not going to get better.
So I saw that statistic. We dove into it, our fact checker. That statistic is actually over decades. So some of those people you're talking about are people that came into the country during Trump. And second of all, some of them are in prison. A lot of them are in prison. Not ICE prisons, but federal prisons for their.
Oh, thank you. Could we have a little bit of fact checking?
Could we have? Oh, I just have to say hi real quick. Jim in Phoenix, part of my three-way.
Oh.
They gave me a ride home Saturday night in Phoenix. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of gorgeous, how's your wife?
Oh, I can't wait to tell her that you called her a hot tamale.
Oh, my
what's
God.
What's her name again? I'm sorry.
Oh.
Michelle. And you know what? She won't be offended. Because when she gets angry, she calls herself a hot tamale. So I wouldn't worry about using that.
She's beautiful and hilarious. Thank you for the ride home four blocks in 117 degrees.
Oh, of course. I want to reassure Chris.
Yes.
That he was rightfully, concerned for your safety. But I never would have offered had Michelle not been there, because that would have been very creepy.
Yeah.
Yes, it would have.
And by the way, Chris could have ID'd you. Not that he would have cared if you killed me, but he saw me get in the car. He was like, "Are you getting in the car with strangers? Okay, good luck. Goodbye."
Yeah.
It would have been fine. I was hosting anyway on Monday. So.
What? Well, yeah. What was,
Jody
what
would
was
have been happier if you
about...
buried me in the desert somewhere.
Well, I'm disappointed that Jody wasn't there, because I'm such a fan of Spicy Jody, and I would have loved to have met her.
Yeah, we got to get her on a sexy liberal stage so Spicy Jody can be released.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, love you, Jim.
Yeah.
I love Michelle more.
Love you more.
Love Michelle so much.
Oh, my God. Stephanie Louise Miller.
Oh. Okay, bye. See you. He likes it. He liked it. All right.
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Charlie Pierce, should I be concerned?
I'm stunned.
Yeah, me too.
Should I be concerned?
By that lead in, I really
am. Chris watched me get in the car with strangers, and he's like, "Okay, good night." Like, he could tell us.
He
was afraid you were going to turn into, like, an ID Network special.
Yes! Be on Dateline.
I'd be one of
feature on Dateline.
Missing white ladies in the desert.
Yes.
Yeah, oh well. Hi, Charlie. Good morning.
Hi.
And the cops
hey, you've been,
me.
You've been ripping it up nationwide, huh?
Oh. I'm exhausted. How about debate night, though? Are you excited?
I am on my way to New York City and out of my brain on the train right now to sit in on what I don't even have any idea between. We're watching a debate between Santa Claus and Satan.
Right.
Yes. Charlie, I was thinking that I, J.D. Vance is one of the most dislikable people ever. And Tim Walz is one of the most likable. I think there's that, right?
Right. Do you notice that Santa Claus, that Santa and Satan have the same letters?
It's true. By the way, can I thank you for your piece? This was so upsetting while I was gone. You just wrote a piece, "The Death Penalty is Anti-American." Yeah. Marcellus Williams' execution is more proof of that. Not to put too fine a point on it, but Mike Parson, the governor of the United States of Missouri, where we're going next for Sexy Liberal, committed murder on Tuesday. He allowed the state to kill a 55-year-old man named Marcellus Williams in retribution for a murder that Williams almost surely did not commit. Parson did so with the support of the carefully manufactured conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court and against the opposition of, among other people, the local prosecutor and the family of the victim. I mean, Charlie, this is just... I can't imagine, again, is this partisan? Do we believe in killing innocent people? Executing innocent people? Is that not something we could all agree on?
Apparently not. You know, the famous quote from Antonin Scalia about how actual innocence is no bar to overturning it is a bar is not necessarily something you can overturn a conviction for. And he said the law, I'm paraphrasing wildly here now, he said the law demands finality.
Yeah.
No, the law demands justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the death penalty, quite frankly, is inconsistent with everything else in the Constitution.
Thank you. Well, yeah, I was just thinking. I don't know if you watched Rachel Maddow last night, but talking about J.D. Vance talking about using the words extra constitutional,
yep.
That we may have to take extra constitutional measures. And that's what you say. You say it's a surrender to passion, not to reason. It's entirely an act of vengeance, not justice. And therefore, it is in every way anti-American. And that is a great way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of what's being proposed from the right is anti-American. And I think it should be designated as such.
Yeah.
You know, after hearing for decades that, you know, liberals are anti-American based on really nothing, here we have substantive policy that is anti-American. By the way, that guy that Rachel didn't find her. I've written about her too. Written about him too. The guy who won the regional Ronnie Deal look-alike contest there that J.D. gets his political philosophy from.
Yeah. By the way,
this guy is survivable. This guy should be like chained to a tree with a big bowl of dog chow.
By the way, you being on the train with all that light behind you, I feel like you're greeting me in heaven. I feel like I've been hit by a bus, and Charlie Pearson.
There's a halo right above you.
There is a halo above your head, and all this light. I feel like, to go to the light, Steffi. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, wait a minute. There we are. There we are.
Yeah.
That's heaven.
That's pretty.
Heaven.
I feel like
Kevin,
I'm in Valley of the Dolls. Where do I, how do I, come on, singing. Sing with me, Jody.
No.
Valley of the Dolls?
No.
Okay. Charlie, what?
Beyond the Valley of the Dolls?
Yeah.
That was a movie.
In the long
Dolls.
Run, you'll find it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's okay. It's just you being on a train. It's so romantic. So here's the stuff I think a lot of us are concerned about is just the effery. Tristan Snell says important, because we've been talking about North Carolina a lot and the devastation there. He says North Carolina removed 747,000 voters from the voter rolls, either because they had new addresses or because they had not voted in the last two elections. If you live in North Carolina, check your status right now. There is still time to re-register so you can vote in this election. Check your status here, vote.org. In North Carolina, the online mail deadline for voter registration is October 11th. After that, you have to register when voting early in person between October 17th and November 2nd. I just urge people, Charlie, to check and recheck their registration, vote as early as you can. The only reason we don't count votes when they come in is because of Republicans who absolutely don't want them counted so that they can claim fraud and, oh, we got to stop the counting now. It's fraud now. You know, so I just, that's all I can say is I would vote as soon as you can, right?
Yeah, I mean, and check your registration every week between now and whenever you vote.
Yep.
Because standards are, I mean, this doesn't happen in the People's Republic of Massachusetts, but it happens in a lot of places that are very important to this election. Check your registration every damn week.
Right. Yep.
Write it on the calendar that's hanging on the refrigerator.
Yep, absolutely. So, Charlie, we were saying, I think it was George Conway talking about, if it's our imagination, that Trump's lies, like, they used to at least be tethered to something. Now they're just, everything is a complete fabrication from, oh, Brian can't get Biden on the phone, he can't get any help, oh, he's not helping Republican areas. I mean, how do you go into this debate tonight if you're Tim Walz, where they're saying they're not going to fact check? And almost everything Trump and Vance say now are lies.
it is very difficult to debate someone who's utterly shameless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you either sound like a school marm, or you sound like, you know, you have to reply in such detail that you sound like you're fudging things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just last week, Donald Trump talked about 8,000 Congolese criminals coming into the country because they emptied a prison. Now, they emptied a prison in Kinshasa of all the inmates that were sick because the prison was built for 1,500 inmates and there were 12,000 inmates in it now. So they took all the guys that were really sick and they let them go. They're not coming in on the 747 and they're not walking through Mexico to go over the border. These guys can't walk. They're sick in the Congo. That's where they are.
I feel like fact-checking is so rare. We just played Jake Tapper trying to at least fact-check Lindsey Graham on these immigration stats. And he's like, these are over many years, some of which were in the Trump years. And many of these people are in prison. I mean, it's just every kind of stat. You know, we had, what's his name? Republican saying crime is way, way up.
Yeah.
Oh, Byron Donalds.
Donalds, yeah.
No, the FBI statistics just came out. It's way, way down. I mean, yeah.
The statistics came out the day he was talking, almost the minute he was talking.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, we're just literally in the upside down. It's just up is down, black is white. And it, we'll see how, how does Tim Walz, I'm just thinking, I don't know, is he going to bring up dog and cat eating again, J.D. Vance?
I don't know, but I'm sure Tim Walz is going to bring it up.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. I'm looking forward to this debate because it seems like such a, and it's not like a match of unequals,
yeah.
Although I noticed today that Politico found a bunch of scaredy cat Democrats saying, we're really worried because Tim Walz has never faced anyone like J.D. Vance before. So what? J.D. Vance is a one-term senator.
Right.
I also, you know what I hope he calls him out on? It's not just that he said Trump is America's Hitler back when, because then he said, oh, well, yeah, but then he was such a great president. Well, now we have new quotes.
Right.
About him talking about what a crappy economic record Trump had and what a crappy presidency he had after he was president. So he's just full of basically.
Well, yes.
Right? Uh-oh. Charlie froze.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. He's on a train.
Oh, no. His lips are moving.
But we can't hear him.
You can't.
There he is.
Oh, no, there
he is.
Are.
Yay.
Oh, you're back.
Hello. Hello, Rangoon. No, I mean, you know, the guy is attached, you know, to some very weird people.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a fully owned subsidiary of the people who think that democracy is outdated and it's time to be ruled by guys who had one big idea and made a fortune out of it.
Yeah. I don't know how much he'll double and triple down as he always does on just this horrible divisive rhetoric about whether it's childless women or postmenopausal women or cat ladies or just all of this horrible, you know, divisive rhetoric. I think you're right. The contrast standing next to Tim Walz, who is that everybody knows that guy. That's your favorite dad. You know, what is SNL? Big dad energy, you know. And J.D. Vance is just so, what's the word, Chris? Mean.
Yeah.
He's just mean.
He's mad dad.
He's just cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the dad who gets the kids taken away.
Yeah, right.
And placed in foster care, mm-hmm. You know? I mean, if I'm Tim Walz, I really do ask him if he's decided on a donut yet.
But also just, like, bring up any one of his misogynistic statements, but that women getting beaten should stay in marriages? I mean, it's just, this is full-on patriarchy that he's trying to sell. Dictatorship.
Yeah, this is a guy who ran his mouth for 3 years before he took this, you know, candidate's gig. Mm-hmm. And he's a target-rich environment for Oppo research. Because he said so much wild and utterly bananas stuff that you really don't know what he's going to do in office.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's running as vice president, you know, to a guy who is, you know, one Big Mac or one, you know, bowl of chicken nuggets away from a major coronary that you can hear on Neptune.
Yeah. Remember we had to hear about Obama didn't have any experience? J.D. Vance has done nothing.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, and even his colleagues in the Senate are like,
don't know, he's hardly ever here. He's never done anything. Right. Like, it's just, it's terrifying, him being president.
Yeah, and he, you know, certainly, you know, wasn't shy about sucking up to President Biden when that train derailed.
Yeah.
In Ohio. You know, he was quite a pal there. I mean, that's another nutty thing. That's another nutty thing about him, is that he was honest about Trump until he realized which way the wind was blowing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think people are going to smell that inauthenticity tonight.
Yeah, I think political heroin is a great line. I wish I thought of it.
Charlie, I'm so tired. I really want to go into the light with you. I want to go into the light with Charlie.
No. See, come with me.
So
come
much light.
Come
it looks so
come
calm.
With me. Come with me to the Connecticut woodlands.
Where do I? How do I?
Charlie, see.
I want to go into the Valley of the Dolls with Charlie. I love you, Charlie. Happy to
be here. I want to go beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Yeah.
That's the better
That's the Russ Meyer movie.
That's the better
one. Uh-huh. That's a good one. Love you, Charlie. See you next week.
Bye, Charlie.
Thanks,
thank
Charlie.
You.
49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yep.
You can make a difference, little teeny tiny you. I see you. Teeny tiny.
Hey, you. I know you.
I know you. Credo Mobile, a progressive phone company. Yep. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits. Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All. On and on. Over $95 million over the years.
Oh, yeah.
You are making a difference.
Yep.
Just by using a fantastic phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. In October, if you use the promo code VOTE, 50, Credo will donate $50 to vote.org.
Wow.
Ooh, who has helped register millions of voters, and you'll get $250 off any new smartphone. Wow.
What?
It's easy to switch. You can keep your current phone number. You can even bring a phone you already have to Credo Mobile. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive live guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. and a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Strawberry Lemonade Morning Kick. I mentioned strawberry lemonade because it's my favorite flavor.
It is.
Even when I get that flavored water, guess what flavor I get?
Strawberry lemonade.
How did you know that?
Well,
because you keep talking about
it. Yeah.
It's my favorite. It's good. Okay.
It is good stuff.
It's like it makes the medicine go down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ten supplements. You don't even know you're getting good stuff in there. It's just delicious.
Even if you don't care about the supplement stuff,
exactly.
It just tastes really good.
Exactly. It's like a delivery system for probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, stuff for your gut health, your energy, helps you feel more youthful, helps me on my bike rides and my weightlifting, my hiking, you name it.
Yep.
I love it. It tastes great. If you want to feel better, gain energy, just do it. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off. 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Some settling may have occurred. Member FDIC, batteries not included. I just made up all that stuff. Kent in Phoenix says we were hot, hot, hot. Hi, Kent.
Hi, yeah, I attended the show on Saturday, and the theater may have been cold, but that stage was smoking hot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Thank you.
The theater was cold. Were you cold inside that theater?
Yep.
See?
No.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Chris. Pleasure meeting you, and I don't know how Sparks could walk with those tight pants.
Right?
It takes a lot of scaffolding for us all to get those pants on him backstage, so we appreciate it.
I thought you painted them on.
Yeah, well, it's there's a lot of things involved. There's hydraulics and paint.
Fugazane.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, you could tell John Fugazane was cold.
Yeah.
Did you just do a D-joke, sir? How dare you? That's my job.
Yes, I did.
All right. I love you. Thanks for coming.
See? I wasn't
I love you, too, and it was a pleasure. Oh.
Thank you, honey. All right.
Yeah,
thank you. What? Oh, sorry.
I wasn't the only one cold inside that theater.
You're ridiculous. Angela V. Shelton and I were on the phone at the hotel every 5 minutes. Can you make it colder in our rooms?
Okay, it was different at the hotel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you close the curtains?
No, she didn't close the curtains.
I forgot. I didn't get that note till later. And then I was like, oh.
There's a big sign right by the elevator saying, we're experiencing it higher than normal temperatures.
I didn't see that.
Please close the curtains.
Steve said, congrats on surviving your Phoenix show and scoring a ride. In a biblical sense, you wandered the desert and found a wet spot. Yes, I did. I had a three-way in the desert and got a ride home.
Technically, yes.
Okay, Seth Abramson tweets, the failure to jail Trump for his crimes will be considered one of the greatest failures of the United States in the whole of the 21st century. I think Dean Obadala, noted lawyer, may have some thoughts about that. We have some Dean, and then I'll do what I always do. I'll wait till a minute before we're done to ask him about the
Middle East.
Well,
that's what I did with Rude yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Israel. We got a minute.
the story's giving me gastrointestinal distress. Netanyahu will do anything to get Trump reelected.
Yep.
Remember that. Sorry.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Dropbox is back in Wausau. We'll have more details. We wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. The John and Gordy Show.
Nirvana's Nevermind was partially produced here in Madison at Smart Studios by Butch Vig.
Butch Vig, I met him. I actually was working at Ward Brot at the time, and he came in and rented a piano. The suits at Ward Brot didn't want to rent them, you know, because they looked like grungy.
Did you vouch for him?
I did. I vouched for him, and I stuck my neck out and said, these guys are all right. Let's rent them a piano.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't have made that album without me.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.